This is London Designs at the Ampersand Conference in Brighton. And with me right now is Sarah Heinemann. Sarah, tell me about the psychology of typography.
So the psychology of type, as I'm interested in it, is to look at type from the type consumer's point of view. So rather than thinking about it as a designer and thinking about the jargon, to turn it upside down and think about how we all respond to it in our everyday lives as we come across it, and how it's something that evokes a response, almost a visceral response in us, on quite a subconscious level.
Okay. And why do you think it matters in society?
Type is what our voices look like. It's on the web, there are various statistics that reckon it's between 80 and 90% of the web. It's how we communicate. So I think it's incredibly important not to just understand the legibility of how we read, but also the non-verbal information that the different typefaces and the way we design it are actually, what it's actually communicating to us.
Okay, well, in your talk, you were talking about how typefaces influence our choices. What are you able to top line it very briefly?
Oh, typefaces influence. I think the thing I had fun with was how a different typeface can make chocolate taste more expensive. So without people even realizing it, they were primed by the typeface on the packaging to assume it was a more expensive bar of chocolate, and then they tasted it as being more expensive.
Sarah, thank you very much.